But there's more to this, of course, than simply celebrating a birthday. There's more to it than what comes naturally to the culture. Mary, after all, is the doorway through whom the Son of God comes into the world. So when Mary arrives on the scene, we know that salvation is at hand. It's an occasion of joy, yes, for the birth of Mary, but it's also an occasion of joy because our Savior is about to come. So what we can do is look at this joyful celebration in the broader context of God's plan for the salvation of the world. And this is a helpful thing to do because very often we're not aware of what God is doing. So we have to take a step back and open the eyes of our faith. That's what we ask Mary to do. Every time we start the Mass, we say, Mary, open the eyes of our hearts with your faith. Open the eyes of our hearts with your faith. Help us to see things the way you see things. Help us to see beyond what comes naturally to us or what is natural to the culture. Even if it's good, there's much more to see. So what do we see? Well, we see what we heard about in today's first reading. This is what St. Paul says. We know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. All things work for good for those who love God. That's what we can see by faith. We can't see it simply by looking around. If we look around, we can't see that all things are working for good. It seems like a lot of things are not working out, and a lot of things are not good. So how can we say all things work for good? Well, because by faith we know God is at work. God behind the scenes, God in secret, God who works from generation to generation, working out good. That's a faith conviction that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. And then St. Paul in this same reading continues, this is Romans chapter 8, he continues by saying, look at how God works. He predestines us, he conforms us to the image of his Son, he calls us, he justifies us, he glorifies us. This is all God's working for good. And this is what we don't see if we're caught up too much in what we see with our eyes. So we ask Mary on her birthday, open the eyes of our hearts with your faith. And when we do that, or when Mary allows us to see things the way she sees things, we can see a vast plan that God has been working out all along, working out things for good, stemming from way back in the beginning, from the very beginning. In fact, from all eternity, God has a good plan in mind. But it doesn't all unfold at once. It happens step by step by step. And sometimes the steps are very, seemingly very small and hidden. We just heard the deacon read that long list of names in the genealogy of Jesus. Who knew that when, I don't know what, Abijah showed up on the scene, that God was working all things out for good? Did Abijah know? I don't know. What about Joram? What about Zadok? What about Eliud? All these people, we don't even know who they are. But they're part of God's plan to work out all things for good. We know how this genealogy builds up to Joseph. And Joseph is chosen to be the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Joseph is a man of faith. He knows that all things work out for good, but it sure didn't look good when all of a sudden Mary was pregnant and he wasn't the father. So he said, what do I do with this awesome mystery, this surprising event? I better step back from this. Until God, sending the angel to appear to him in a dream, says, no, don't be afraid. I'm working out all things for good. This child is conceived by the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid to take your wife into your home, because she's going to give birth to a son and you're going to name him Jesus, because the name Jesus means God saves. This child, this son of your wife, is going to save his people from their sins. Now here we get to the heart of the whole thing. God saving his people from their sins. God saving us from our sins. Mary is the doorway through whom this gift of salvation comes to us. That's what we celebrate today. But God usually works in small and hidden ways. Now, I have a little story to share that I think illustrates this way of God, this way that Mary understands how God works and Joseph understands how God works, but sometimes we don't notice it. And the story comes from something I just learned last weekend. Maybe you also read this from when the Pope visited Mongolia. Mongolia, a very large country, but a very sparsely populated country. There's hardly any people there, and there are almost no Catholics there. I've been saying several times, there are more Catholics in this parish than there are in the whole country of Mongolia. There's less than 1,500 Catholics. Anyway, when the Pope got there, he went to the cathedral of the country. I guess there's only one cathedral, only one diocese. Anyway, and in that cathedral, they honor an image of the Blessed Virgin Mary under the title Heavenly Mother. I never knew anything about this. But this image, it turns out, was found in a garbage dump some 20, 25 years ago or something like that. There's a Buddhist woman. Remember, there's no Catholics there. The country only opened itself to missionaries about 30 years ago. So there were no Catholics there. And this Buddhist woman, picking through the garbage, finds this little wooden image of a lady. I don't think she knew who it was. How could she know? But she thought it was kind of a nice little statue. She asked her friends what they thought of it. Nobody was interested. Nobody cared. So she took it herself and brought it home. It's a statue of a lady. Some years later, missionaries arrive in this town. It's in northern Mongolia, so it's not anywhere near the capital. Northern Mongolia in a garbage dump. Here's Our Lady. And missionaries arrive, and they start proclaiming the gospel. And somehow this Buddhist woman hears about them and shows them this statue. Well, the missionary said, my goodness, Our Lady came here before we did. Our Lady prepared the way for the coming of her son. Isn't this a beautiful thing? And where does she appear? Where does she deposit her image? In a garbage dump. The lowest place, the humblest, poorest, most insignificant place, so that no one could ever think that anything was being imposed on them. Here's the humblest possible way for introducing the gospel into a pagan culture. Well, let a Buddhist woman find this image. Doesn't even know who it is. Anyway, the woman, I can't remember her name, she decided to give this image of this lady to these Christians who seemed to think it was important. And they showed it to the bishop, and the bishop said, we got to put this in a place of prominence. So now this little wooden statue is in the cathedral in Mongolia. Okay, that's the story. But isn't it a beautiful example of how God works and how Mary shows us how God works? Yes, we believe that all things work for good for those who love God, but we don't see how it happens because he does it in such simple and humble and hidden ways. How can we possibly see it? We ask Mary to help us. Mary understands the ways of God, and she teaches us the ways of God. We don't have to be prominent. We don't have to be important. We don't have to make people notice us. We don't have to impress anybody. We have to open ourselves to the humble ways of God, and then God does the rest. So if you ever feel like you're abandoned, or you feel like you're not noticed, or you're feeling like you're living in a garbage dump, well, ask Mary to open the eyes of your hearts with faith to see how God is actually working things out for good. And this is what we celebrate when we celebrate Mary's birthday. Mary's born. Nobody knew who that baby was. Well, her parents knew. But they didn't know she was immaculately conceived. They didn't know she was going to be the mother of the Savior. Here's a little baby in a very remote, poor town, Nazareth. God was working things out for good. God was bringing into the world the doorway through whom he himself would come. That's what we celebrate. So here's Mary's birth. We know that. Well, actually, the beginning of Mary's life was 9 months earlier, her Immaculate Conception. Talk about a hidden mystery. Nobody knew that happened either. There's Mary conceived without sin. 9 months later, on September 8th, she's born. Then as she grows into a young woman, she receives the message from the angel. The Lord wants you to be the mother of the Savior, the Annunciation. And then 9 months after that, the birth of our Savior. See how the great plan of God for our salvation unfolds step by step in very simple, hidden ways. We are all part of that great plan. If we open the eyes of our hearts with faith, we can see more and more how the little things in life, the little steps, the little actions of God are really beautiful and are really building up this vast kingdom of glory where the salvation of God is made known. So that's what we celebrate. We celebrate, yes, the birth of Mary, but we're also celebrating the whole plan of God for our salvation, for the salvation of all people, even people who never heard of him, like the people of Mongolia, and all creation. God is working out all things for good for those who love him, and he calls everyone according to this great plan. So let us, with Mary, say yes to the great plan of God.